Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So tell us, we're on the cusp. We're on the cusp. I mean, we've been seeing, you know, we saw some huge waves during Hurricane Katrina. The waves were so huge and devastating. The surges that Waveland, Mississippi, almost got washed away. The waves were over the houses when it came in. Mm-hmm. Way inland, too. Remember, it was like way inland. But God's been showing and letting a lot of us see a wave of his glory that's coming. You know, this tsunami of God's presence. As Apostle Isaiah says, the glory just going to ooze out. You know, right. So much glory in this wave of glory. And well, there's been currents, there's been rivers, there's been splashes, but this is going to just a tidal tsunami. And I know that, you know, Amber, Lord, my daughter, the Lord had given her a dream sometime back about the tsunami. And the tsunami wave was coming towards the shore, and it just stopped. Mm-hmm. This huge wave just stopped. And there was three categories of people. One category was, they went and prepared. Hey, this is tragedy. This is possible danger. Other people just partied on the beach. They just stayed and partied. And other people just went straight out to see what it was. Mm-hmm. And you would think in the natural sense, the ones that are going to be worse off are the ones that went to go see what it was. They went into the wave. But if this is the wave of God's glory, if it's a tsunami, I'm diving in. Yeah. I mean, even if left on the surface, you know, I'm diving in.
I just want to go deeper.
While he's trying to equalize or whatever that is, I'm going in.
He was wheezy.
It was a bit wheezy.
Wheezy.
So we're on the cusp of, you know, what God is showing us of this. You want to be prepared for this because if you are a surfer, for example, and you're wanting to catch a wave, you don't just sit there and wait till it shows up, and then all of a sudden, then when it's right there under you, you start doing something because it just passes you. I mean, you got to be able to see the rise. You got to be able to feel the current. You got to be able to watch the undertow. You got to be able to see, you know, what's happening with the wakes and all. And then you got to see it, predict it coming, and when to begin to start moving forward. Because you got to start working before it even gets here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to already be going in the direction, and that's what it's called being spirit led. You know, God's going to tell you. It's called prophecy. He doesn't do anything until he shares it prophetically first. And so he will tell us, get on your boards. He will tell us, you know, begin to paddle. He will tell us that this is the direction you need to go. He'll say, pick up your speed, slow down your speed. And all of a sudden, and people will say, there's no waves. How foolish is that? That you are on a surfboard when there's no waves, but they don't know that God told you a wave's coming.
That's right.
And there's going to be, don't worry about them, because you're moving prophetically, which means you know it's coming. God's told you it's coming, and you're just responding to God. And one day they're going to see it's coming. And that what we tell people is, we go, a wave is coming. A wave of God's glory is coming. Redemption, healing power, the miracles of God, the presence of the Lord, the greatest harvest you've ever seen is coming. Now, I know you're looking at flat water. I know you're looking at somebody, you know, on a board with no surf in your eyes, paddling in a direction that just seems, you know, what are you doing? But you have to understand, the one who speaks to the wind and the waves said, not peace be still, but he's like, build up. Build up a wave of my glory. And a tsunami, I mean, think about a tsunami. And when you see what they do, it just takes over. From the prostitute to the pastors, from the politicians to the insurance salesman. I mean, anybody that's in that city, hotels to houses, that wave, I mean, remember Waveland?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just came in a devastating way and destroyed Waveland. It was like 18-foot swells, 18-foot waves, I believe. And it came in and it began to just wash away everything that you thought was stable. Well, this is going to wash away all of that uncleanliness. I mean, when you think about what waves really do, waves clean the ocean. It just throws all that stuff out of the water onto the shore, and the tide comes back clean. and it keeps throwing it out, and it cleans it. The more the waves that come in, the cleaner the water is going to be. Mm-hmm. Well, imagine the waves of God's glory, you know, cleansing us and washing us. He says, you know, wash. Jesus said, wash them, sanctify them by mm-hmm. the washing of the word. Imagine the glory of God just washing over your life and over your business and over your church and over your community and over your region and over your state and over your nation. I mean, imagine the glory of God filling the earth. That's an exciting thing. Mm-hmm. So we're just like right on the edge of this thing about to break out. Mm-hmm.
And just really gets excited. When I think about this, of all the things that God's doing, I just can't help to get caught up in just kind of sitting back and just looking at just creation. And you get caught up in like, you know, we didn't just get here. We didn't just all of a sudden have cars and iPhones and computers and just houses and aluminum and all this. And it's just like when they were creating, you know,
say the, aluminum. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's kind of nowhere.
I did say aluminum.
I thought you said aluminum. You're right. We didn't. That's
we
right.
We did not we always did.
Well, actually, it was there. It just wasn't mine yet.
There you go.
So I guess so.
Okay.
We didn't have aluminum siding.
Or aluminum roofing. That's my point exactly, because it doesn't exist.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Anyways. But it's like, we didn't always have the wheel. Imagine the people that were alive when they invented the wheel, literally. Or when they started writing on, what is it? Papyrus? What is it called?
Papyrus?
Thank you.
I understand.
Whatever that was. Onion skin paper, whatever. That kind of paper.
Papyrus.
That
Papyrus.
Okay. Anyways, there is a type of paper that you write in architecture. It's called onion skin. Just want to throw it out there. But anyways, it's like you think about when...
What the Bible's printed on.
Thank you. There you go.
Yeah.
Papyrus.
No. The onion skin paper.
But anyways, back to what I was saying, is that there's people that were alive during that time. And it's like of all the generations that God could have said, I want you to live in, God chose you and placed you to be a part of now mm-hmm. to be able to say, I heard and I wanted to be able to catch and I wanted to be able to be a part of what God is doing. And it's like there's a reason that God has you in this generation. And it's just like, these are exciting mm-hmm. moments, very exciting moments.
Well, I know I don't have a lot of details about it, but, you know, as we're talking about during the break,
mm-hmm.
how Rick Joyner,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of explain what we're talking about.
Well, in one of Rick Joyner's many, many visions that he had, he was walking into basically the heavenly host and was able to see heaven, and he was responding to the angels, and they're like, oh my goodness, you know, wow, you know, you're an angel.
The angel said, oh my goodness.
Well, no, this is Rick.
Okay.
And he's just responding to them, and he saw how they were responding to him. And he was just like, what? And he asked them,
were they like bowing down or something?
I don't know particularly, but if you look at how they were responding, when he asked them why, the angel says, you're one of the last generations. You're one of those that are fighting in the end time battle.
In other words, you're gonna be the ones that that usher in the generation that's on earth during the time of the Lord's return.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's just like,
wow.
That's this generation.
Rick, yeah, but Rick's alive now.
Exactly. And that's the exciting thing. It's just like, there's a reason why God has you alive now.
That means if you're listening and watching right now, VFN TV and Daily Radio, you mm-hmm. are part of that generation.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
Stay right there. We're going to continue to be here for you. This is so exciting about this coming. We're like on the cusp, aren't we?
When I think about this, it's just like when you got to realize, it's like how many people get anticipated about an event that's just about to get started?
They get anticipated.
How do you do that?
They get anticipated.
How about they anticipate? They anticipate.
Okay, they anticipate. They're about to be a part of an event that's going to begin.
Oh, they're anticipating.
There's anticipation. Is that correct?
Yes. Do you ever see the ketchup commercials?
English class is now in session.
It is in the air, boy.
All right.
So then,
you better open your mouth.
That's what I heard. I'm not sure. There was actually a ketchup years ago. Commercial was like that you had. You know, you had this hamburger, and they had this big bottle of particular brand of ketchup, and I refuse to name the brand.
No, we don't because want to do that.
Of, anyway, so but they but it would sit there and it'd hang over your hamburger, and they would sing this song called Anticipation, and they'd say it's slow good, and it was just like this good thing was about to happen. You see the burger. You see this ketchup about to come on top, but it took forever to come out because it was thick. When you're talking about anticipation, can't you feel the anticipation? Isn't it great, though, to think about it? Like, you're about to eat this burger. You're about to experience this glory of God, the awesomeness. It's like we're alive to be able to do that.
And that's the huge thing, because so often it's like we can get caught up into, you know, the horizontals, the things that we're going through, our schedules, and it's just like, wait a second, back up. And something that has always encouraged me, when you look in Acts 17, it says that God established the times and the places that you would live. I mean, you think about that. He knows where your house is at. He knows what neighborhood you live in.
Because he put you there.
Because he put you there. Mm-hmm. But you think about this. He knows what year he put you in. He knows what generation he put you in. And what the exciting thing is that for a purpose, for a reason. And I love what you said before, is that you were designed for God's glory. You were designed for God's presence. And the exciting thing is like when you look at it, and oftentimes Jesus talks about that analogy when it's just like the anticipation of a mother looking to be able to see her child being born. There's that anticipation that, yeah, there's struggles and there's pain and there's hardship that's coming through that, but at the same time too, there's a birthing of life that's coming. When you look at like the kingdom is being birthed, the kingdom is coming, the kingdom is moving upon not just a people but an entire nation. The glory of the Lord is going to cover the earth, and it's like, think about that. Like that's powerful.
You talk about times and seasons. I think about Acts chapter 17 verse 24 when Paul is talking to I believe the Greeks about what's taking place. And he says, the Greeks, he says, you know, the God who made the world, think about that. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth. Think about the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands. In other words, when you say, hey, he's in that building up the street, he's not in that building. He's in you if you're a believer. And he says, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath, and everything else. From one man, this creator, our God, made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined, think of it, it's what you're saying. He determined the set times for them and the exact places where they would live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him, though he's not far from any of us. I'm telling you, I mean, it's time to get that anticipation going and just begin to just, let's just take, I know it's just kind of may seem silly to you, but just, let's just look back at that commercial just for a moment and watch this kid with this anticipation. You know how a kid feels about a burger. Right? And watch this. I mean, you got to see this commercial. It's beautiful.
Boys, your ketchup's slow.
You mean your mom doesn't buy you Heinz?
No, why should she?
Wait till you taste it.
Heinz ketchup, the taste that's worth the wait.
I mean, you think about it. Wow. That's 1979.
Do you remember that?
1979. Yeah, I heard about it in a book somewhere. And so, so you think about this, that here are these kids are waiting, and as soon as he tasted of the slow goodness of what his friend had, he said, can I stay? Can I stay the night? And what God's about to do on the earth, I feel him right now when I'm talking to you. What God's about to do on the Gulf Coast, in the glory zone, you're going to want to stay for a while. I mean, he's shown them. If you haven't heard or watched the segment of EFN TV where I shared about a dream just recently where he showed me the nations coming in. Or you heard you know, Apostle Isaiah talk about from Nigeria, how the glory is coming. If you haven't heard, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, right by the Bay of the Holy Spirit, the Mobile Bay. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, God's about to do something so powerful. And just like the little humor moment you think about with a kid, I mean, it's slow. There's nothing like, I mean, everything, when God's presence, you have to understand, you are built and designed for God's presence. And when he shows up, everything just stops and says, I just want to bask in his presence. I mean, I think about what John was talking about in this encounter, this vision he had during worship the other day. He said it was just like the glory of God was just radiating from the presence of God. And this is what we're designed for. If this kind of shocks you, that's what heaven is. There's no need of a sun, no need of a moon, because the radiance and the glory of God, the light of of God, that's what we live by. So I want to encourage you. I want to just say, you know, God, give me that anticipation. You know, give me that hope. Hope is a desire with expectation of attaining that which you desire. Begin to say, God, I want that kind of hope, that faith. Now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. Begin to change your focus and say, Lord, I want to be a part of the glory zone. I want to see and be a part of what you're doing. Anticipation. It's slow, good. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.